You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, I'm Daryl Daughtry, the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We try to remain brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. We have the honor of working with coaches from almost 50 countries around the world. And today's audio article features veteran coach Janet Daughtry, and it is about making life deposits. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, Coach Janet here. Hope you're having a great and amazing day. Hey, I just wanted to share a few ideas from my new book, Living a Great Life, Personal Growth Lessons by Life Coach, and it's available on Amazon. You can get it in Kindle version or also hard copy. And what I really like about this book is that they're short chapters, they're easy to read, inspirational, motivational ideas to get your day going. And so one of the chapters I want to share from today is called Making Life Deposits. And I start with a quote by John Maxwell. And John Maxwell says this, "An intentional life accepts everything and does nothing, whereas an intentional life embraces only the things that will add to the mission of significance." Love that quote. You know, in life, there are just principles that work. They just do. We know gravity. What's going up is coming down. Another example would be sowing and reaping. If you go out and plant corn, you're not expecting to harvest potatoes. Well, I might take it a little bit further. If you exercise, and you can probably expect to get a toned body. However, if you don't exercise, well, you're not likely to expect to have a toned physique. What you sow, you reap. Well, some of these principles we also talk about in my training, in my life coach training, because in addition to coaching, I train and certify coaches. And one of the concepts that we talk about is this idea of deposits and withdrawals. It's such an important principle to grasp for success in life. You know, when it comes to money, we understand the concept of withdrawals and deposits. For example, if I go to the bank later today and I try to make a withdrawal, but I haven't deposited money into that account, well, the banker may tell me that, sorry, can't withdraw the money because you don't have the funds to match it. In other words, I can't withdraw what I haven't deposited. Well, I can try, but it's probably not going to work out so well. And in addition to finances, sometimes what we don't realize is that our life has other types of accounts. And the same problem could happen or occur when we try to make withdrawals from other life accounts that exceed our life deposits. So we may be left finding that those accounts are often empty. For example, if I want to withdraw the benefits of a close relationship with my spouse, but I don't make any deposits his way, in other words, I don't make time for him, I don't do nice things for him, I don't give him attention, show him affection, if I don't make those deposits with him, then, okay, why would I expect to so easily make a withdrawal of affection or closeness from him? Especially when nothing has been deposited into that very most important relationship. Well, the same thing also applies with close friends. How can I expect to withdraw kindness or goodwill from my friends if I never make deposits into that important relationship or spend time with that person? And if I do spend time with them, then I'm only talking about myself and not showing interest in my friend. Again, I can't cash in on the benefits of a close friendship if I don't make any deposits or investments in that relationship. And we can take that same principle and we can apply it to work and we can apply it to health or really any other area of life. I mean, how can I expect to cash in on a bonus or promotion at work if I don't make deposits there? How can I expect the boss to favor me if I'm not really stepping up my game in the workplace? Or what about your health account? I mean, you may want to feel good and you may want to have a lot of energy, but how can you expect to make the withdrawal of good health if you're not making good deposits by eating well, exercising, or doing the things that are taking care of yourself? So here's the fundamental principle to grasp. You can't withdraw what hasn't yet been deposited. And possibly, if you constantly feel like you're living on the edge and you're stressed out and in a depleted state, it may be that you're continually trying to make withdrawals and you're not getting anywhere because you don't have the deposits to match it. And may I suggest that your life probably is running on empty and you probably are living on the edge, so you may need to slow down a bit and reconsider how many investments or deposits you're actually making into your most needed life accounts. At the end of the day, if you want to live a great life, you have to be intentional about making life deposits. You really, really do. So I hope this thought was helpful to you today in your own life experience. And if I can ever help you in coaching, please don't hesitate to reach out to me at coachjanet.com. Once again, you can check out my new book, Living a Great Life, Personal Growth Lessons by a Life Coach on Amazon. And I wish you an amazing deposit-filled day.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. I hope you enjoyed Janet's talk about making life deposits. It just makes good sense, doesn't it? You simply can't withdraw from an empty account. That goes for money, and it also goes for life. I hope you'll join us again next time as we feature another audio article from personalgrowthmagazine.com.